SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
你听紧嘅系 SBS 电台广东话节目。
各位，我系温楚良。我同蔡以文琴日同大家讲过，因为谋杀四名亲生年幼子女罪成嘅女子 Kathleen Phobic 霍碧喺2003年被判监40年，其中头25年唔能够假释。不过佢有一位好同学 Tracy Chapman， 佢深信霍碧并冇谋害子女。于是多年来不停为他奔波，结果因为基因技术的突破，令到调查小组认为他的犯罪是有合理的怀疑，结果他获得新州总督赦免，并且在星期一获得释放。他昨天首次在他获释之后开腔，详情请收听我以下这一节报道。霍碧Kathleen Phobic 昨日停低问下玫瑰花的花香，在过去20年，她连这些这么简单的享受都未曾试过拥有。
I'm extremely humbled and extremely grateful for being pardoned and released from prison. My eternal gratitude goes to my friends and family, especially Tracy and all of her family, and I would not have survived this whole ordeal without them.
霍碧说，对于她获得特赦和出狱，佢感到非常之谦卑，同埋无比感激。佢话佢永远感激佢啲朋友同埋家人，特别系 Tracy Chapman 同埋 Tracy 所有嘅屋企人。如果冇佢哋嘅支持，佢唔会能够度过呢一切嘅难关。2003年，佢谋害四名儿女罪名成立，而喺20年之后，佢称佢嘅获释为科学同真理嘅胜利。因为新的证据令到政府成立了一个专案调查小组，对该宗案件重新调查，结果有证据支持霍碧的犯罪存有合理的怀疑。不过这个有关的程序还是在进行之中，未有最后的定断。而澳洲总理艾巴尼斯亦都对此发表讲话。
I think it is an extraordinary set of circumstances.And I am certain the obvious is that Kathleen Phobic will be very relieved today.
艾巴尼斯认为这个是一个非比寻常的情况，而他相信霍碧很明显今天会感到非常欢慰。而新州州长柯文斯亦都这样讲。
Given the circumstances and the deaths involved, I think that you'd have to be heartless not to feel.
柯文斯说，当大家想到涉及的情况和死亡的事件，如果大家对霍碧今次得到特赦，同埋佢喺过去度过20年嘅铁枪生涯，情绪都唔感到激动嘅话，咁大家一定系无情嘅人。而对霍碧一直不离不弃嘅挚友 Tracy Chapman， 佢就认为大家可以从霍碧事件中吸取好多嘅教训。
There's a lot of things that could have been done better with this case, so we'd like to see a significant amount of reform in the system.
Tracy Chapman 表示，在这宗案件中有很多事其实是可以处理得更加好一点的，因此他希望有关当局能够大刀阔斧地改革这个制度。至于霍碧的代表律师 René Regal 则说得更加坦白，他说这个制度在每一个关卡都辜负了霍碧。
Instead of trying to understand why her children died potentially through an inquest which was saidshould have happened all the way back in 2001.
Regal 表示，个制度与其尝试了解霍碧嘅子女系点样死亡噶，例如早喺2001年就话可能会有个咁嘅调查，但系结果系佢最终被判入狱，将佢关押，仲称佢为澳洲史上最残酷嘅连环女杀手，将佢单独咁囚禁。咁大家有冇试过谂过，如果咁嘅事情发生喺你哋身上嘅话，咁你哋会点呢？这个简直系匪夷所思㗎。 今次霍碧的特赦令到外界认为应该要成立一个澳洲刑事案件审查专署，好像是新西兰、挪威和英国这些国家都设有这样的独立专署，加拿大亦都答应会这样做。至于率领调查小组重新对该案件作调查的负责人，亦都即是前新州首席大法官 Thomas Bathurst， 将要决定是否要将这件事提交给刑事上诉法院，以便可以撤销对霍碧的定罪。据霍碧的律师 Regal 解释，要经过这个这样的程序才可以讨论赔偿的问题。
Miss Bowlby has two options essentially to her, that she can pursue civil action against the state or an extra payment.
Regal 解释说，霍碧基本上有两个选择，第一，可以对新州提出民事诉讼，而第二是要求支付特惠金。霍碧在尝试重获自由滋味之后，跟大家分享了他在狱中经常会做的一件事。
For the last 20 years I have been in prison, I have forever and will always think of my children, grieve for my children, and I miss them and love them terribly.
霍碧说，在过去20年，他在监狱中从未试过停止对他子女的思念，他亦都为他们感到悲痛。他非常非常之怀念他们，亦都非常之感爱他们。
想收听更多的节目内容，使用 Apple Podcast、Google Podcast、Spotify 或是其他 Podcast 应用程式继续收听。